What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare. And
I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
No. We got Will's recording.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, May 16th, and the guys are going to take it from here.
Oh, all right.
You were trying to be Will?
Yeah, I thought I did pretty good.
Were you trying to trick people?
I was trying to trick people.
Yeah, Hard Factor Will is off today, but he'll be back with us Monday. And today is Thursday, May 16th of the year 2019, and I am back from New York City, where I was at for Barstool's Field Day, presented by New Amsterdam Vodka. And my athletic prowess didn't help the green team win, but mostly because Spider, while a kind soul, is worse than the referee that blinded that guy with his penalty flag.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. The guy in the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, my God.
I think his last name was Brown.
Sad story. Yeah. All right, let's get into the show. So Wes is going to take one about the state of Alabama, disappointing us in the way that only Alabama can.
Yeah, Alabama can is not going to be outdone by Georgia.
Yeah, that's true. And Mark's going to do one about the British version of the Jerry Springer Show being canceled.
Yeah, I don't think it was as good as the Jerry Springer Show, but
no way.
It was as evil.
It was absolutely as evil, but evil show. And I'm going to do one, many. I'm going to get into a lightning round of other headlines. So take it away, Wes.
Before we get to the lightning round, let me tell you a bit about the best value holster your money can buy, We the People. We the People Holsters is based out of Las Vegas, Nevada, where they design all of their products in-house, 100% designed and produced in the USA. This company is as American as apple pie. Don't go buying your holsters from some made-in-China knockoff when We the People can set your pistol on your hip at the perfect angle and height, no matter how you like to wear it. These holsters even have adjustable retention, so you can set the release exactly how you want it and know it's secure when you hear that click as the pistol fits securely in the perfectly measured holster. And if you're like me and everybody in your wife's family is a daily carrier, holsters can be the perfect gift for any occasion. And that's good news, because right now, listeners of Hard Factor can go to wethepeopleholsters.com/factor and enter promo code FACTOR at checkout to get $10 off their first holster. That's as low as $37, and shipping is free with an additional $10 off using our promo code. Again, that's wethepeopleholsters.com/factor. Enter promo code FACTOR for an extra $10 off.
All right, so just when we thought Georgia Governor Brian Kemp was the world's biggest cocksucker, we have someone else.
Are you sticking with cocksucker as your new insult?
Cocksucker.
You didn't want to go with buttfucker?
Buttfucker.
No, cocksucker.
Butt toucher.
I like cocksucker way better than buttfucker. Anyway, we're
making fun of you. Neither is good, but okay.
Yeah. Okay. You don't like cocksucker?
They're just kind of generic insults.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. They're good insults. There's a reason they stuck around for so long.
Yeah, in the 80s they were good.
Okay, whatever. Whatever, you cocksucker.
Yeah.
We have someone else vying for that spot.
Butt touching ass, son of a bitch.
And that person is Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey. And I'll be honest, I should have known by the name she was a woman, but I absolutely did not expect the governor of such an extremely progressive state as Alabama to have a female governor. How naive of me.
Yeah, I still can't believe it, to be honest.
It was a consolation prize.
Yeah. Anyway, the old bag who hates women just signed into law an almost complete ban on abortion, and it is absolutely absurd. And it's called the Alabama Human Life Protection Act, a.k.a. the Alabama Owns Your Uterus Now, Bitch Act.
Yeah, ALPA.
Yeah. So, quoting this old dumb bag, Ivy, quote, "Today I signed into law the Alabama Human Life Protection Act, a bill that was approved by overwhelming majorities in both chambers of the legislature. To the bill's many supporters, this legislation stands as a powerful testament to Alabamians' deeply held belief that every life is precious and that every life is a sacred gift from God." So they're doing a good job on separating a state and church and state down there.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Isn't the whole point like determining when like it is life? Because I have like an entire universe going around in my balls right now.
And your jennies.
Yeah, I'm gonna destroy a universe after the show. I'm gonna go home, shut a door, and just end a universe.
Flush a universe down the toilet. Did they really think that every life is a sacred gift from God?
They apparently do.
Because I've met some people.
Yeah, in Alabama.
In Alabama. Yeah. I've met some Alabamians, which is what they call them, apparently.
Yeah. Alabamians, yeah. Sounds like a reptile. So basically, this new abortion law.
We gotta do something about these goddamn Alabamians. Yeah, they're everywhere.
They're eating all the birds. So basically, this new abortion law bans all abortions unless the mother's life is in danger, no matter how far along they are. And I'm not sure. I'm obviously not a doctor, but I can't think of any medical condition where an abortion would save the mother's life unless the child was like that alien that comes out of the dude's stomach in the movie Alien, like just kills him.
What about if the dad really doesn't want to have the baby and he's like, "I'm coming for you."
That is a good point.
What if the baby was an alcoholic and made the mom crave alcohol and like drugs? Mm-hmm. And she was like shoving alcohol and drugs in her mouth, and it was the baby's fault.
It was lots of.
I like Pat's theory better.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm coming for you. Get that baby out. But then if you get the abortion, you're just kind of you're serving him, which is what he wants. You're giving him what he wants.
How would that work? Does the guy have to kidnap you for that to work, or is it like you can claim that he's threatening you?
I got the abortion because he was threatening me.
A lot of fake kidnapping.
I guarantee you the clauses for. But except for in case of endanger, it's just 100% anti-abortion. Yeah. They're not going to like side with the women's personal opinion that it was for her own safety ever.
Right. No. So to be fair, actually, there are a few cases where the mother's life could be in danger, including severe infections, heart failure, and severe cases of something called preeclampsia, which is a rare condition in which the mother develops extremely high blood pressure and might have a stroke. So
I think I might have preeclampsia.
You might.
Yeah.
I could also think of a few times where the mother's life's in jeopardy, like if she's 14 and can't finish high school. Mm-hmm. Like that
I wouldn't say
that
the life.
Well, that puts her life in jeopardy of being awesome.
Yeah, it's right. True. Yeah, absolutely. But she was born in Alabama.
Puts her future in jeopardy, that's for sure.
Let's not knock on Alabama.
I don't mean the whole state of Alabama. Yeah, yeah. I just mean the state legislature.
Okay. Yes, those people suck. So at least they gave women that. And even though Democrats pushed for the common exceptions of, you know, rape or incest, Alabama Republicans said, nope. You must have your cousin's baby or the scumbag that raped you, which is going to be great for everyone involved, I'm sure.
Well, there's no evidence out there that says rapists won't show up for their children's birthdays.
It's true. Can we get a study done on that?
My God, he's here. I have to run and hide. Oh, well, he's got balloons, though.
He raped me, but he loves celebrations.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got like an ankle bracelet.
I should have known he raped me at a birthday party. Yeah, he loves them.
He does.
Yeah. So fun fact, depending on which source you check, Alabama ranks somewhere in the top 5 or 6 of states with the highest poverty rates. Almost 17% of the state is living in poverty. Ooh. So, yeah, let's bring even more babies into that state. I don't see any problem there.
Well, we read a stat, which was interesting. You said you pulled up a stat. I don't know where the fuck we got it from, but 12% of women have abortions.
Yeah, 12% of pregnancies.
Pregnancies end in abortion.
That was in 2014.
Alabama. Right.
Probably
which
higher
is,
now.
Which is lower than most states.
Right.
But that's also reported. And that is like probably reported from clinics.
Yes.
Doesn't count for all the people that take pills and don't report it.
Right.
And let's just assume it's 15% in Alabama.
Yeah.
How many pregnancies do you think happen between women of the age of can get pregnant, you know, whatever it is, to 14 to 45, whatever the fuck it is, that's then do 15% of that? That's like 1 million women that have abortions a year, I'd say at a minimum in Alabama. You're going to jail 1 million fucking women a year
in
Alabama?
The thing is that it's not, this law is not directed at women like Georgia was.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, no. The penalty is not directed
at. We don't have enough people in jail. How are you going to put another extra 1 million people?
If you guys let me finish, I'll explain.
Do yourself a favor and ask your female friends, mothers, family, whatever, and be like, hey, you ever had an abortion? Guess what? The response you're going to get is going to surprise you.
Right. So like I was saying.
Oh, yeah.
This bill pretty much gives a life sentence to any doctor that performs an abortion. So there's not actually targeting the women like Georgia, where a woman could get the death penalty or life in prison.
But do they get any sentence?
An attempted abortion is like a Class C misdemeanor, I think. Mm-hmm. So if you like try to like, you
so
know,
if you're not
do
good
it yourself.
If you're not good at it.
Yeah.
I do like that approach better.
Yeah.
Jailing, you know, trying to shut down the clinics as opposed to jailing the women getting the abortions for a long time, but still.
It all sucks.
Yeah. It all is terrible, yeah.
Yeah, it pretty much still makes it impossible for anyone to get an abortion in Alabama unless the doctors want to go to jail forever, up to 99 years.
But that's the goal.
Years. Right,
that's
exactly.
The goal is to ban abortion.
Right.
Don't punish the young women getting abortions.
Yes, exactly. So, of course, the Supreme Court decided in 1973 via Roe versus Wade to make abortion legal federally, so this old bag Ivy is not confident the law will stand, obviously. obviously. It's like kind of like marijuana, where certain states legalized it. It's still not legal federally, right, so they could come in and fuck it up. So she's not confident it will stand. She certainly wants to make it, part of the dialogue again. So we'll have to see what happens.
I hope this affects recruiting at Alabama and Georgia, and college students that are freak athletes and that are going to bang a lot of college chicks don't go to the University of Alabama and Georgia. Yeah. And if I was USC, I would just hold up a flag being like, we have abortions.
Come on over. Because guess what?
Catch a few TDs.
No, you need a coach.
Let's win a few natties.
Show me a college football team where there's not a baby born by a player enrolled in
the
school.
Half the team is knocking chicks up.
How many fucking kids are showing up to the NFL draft every year? There's like a baby in a tuxedo every time you turn around at the NFL draft. I'm just saying. It just happens.
I would go the route of recruitment for these USC. I would say
just show them a legislature of different states. You want to go to, like Mark said, USC, or you want to come here?
USC. This is going to go well for USC football in the next 5 years.
University of Florida, which is a state that has no rules, is going to just crush the SEC.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Since Georgia, this is the most strict. Yeah. Ban on abortion.
This is the worst abortion bill in the last week.
Right, exactly.
What the fuck are they thinking? 1973, Roe versus Wade. It happened federally. What, they're just trying to get a dialogue?
Why did the South get such a hair up their ass and just have the balls to start pulling these?
The South is freedom, man. That the South is a place that you go where it's like, don't fuck with my state's rights. Don't fuck with me. Don't bother me. What are they doing?
It's shocking. I understand trying to tweak the length of when you can have an abortion, but just the balls to go to 6 weeks and the balls to like jail people for life over this shit is insane.
I gained back 40 pounds in 6 weeks since our weight loss competition. Think about that.
Gained at least 30. Yeah. What happened to the Me Too movement, right?
I don't know.
Anyway, going to the internet, Amy Loomis says, Governor Kay Ivey's office phone number is 334-242-7100. And to that, Joyce Ann Johnson responded, Amy Loomis, thank you. I will be calling tomorrow.
What is that going to do?
Well, no, that's Mark. This is where you and I completely diverge. It helps to contact your politicians and to protest.
But Kay Ivey is the one that instituted this bill. You could have 18 billion people call Kay Ivey. You're not going to change that.
You're letting Kay Ivey know that you will not get reelected.
She's going to die soon. She's like 80. Yeah. She doesn't care. She doesn't care.
She's not running for reelection.
You don't contact Kay Ivey. You contact the person that's opposing Kay Ivey's views. You don't contact Kay Ivey.
This is her legacy, Pat.
Kay Ivey wants to run again as the governor of Alabama.
Ivy's gonna just wake up and be like, I changed my mind.
No, she's a fucking asshole.
She's in Bernie's state. She's old as fuck. And then, okay, so to Joyce Ann Johnson, Donna Lee says, I have emailed her. It's easy to get email online.
She's deleting all that shit.
That is true, though. It is easy to get email online.
Yes. Yeah. And then JP McLaren says, Every sane person needs to boycott Alabama. Do not visit, buy gas or food, or buy anything made in Alabama.
Okay, JP.
What's made in Alabama?
You know any exports of Alabama?
No.
Alabama, like jerseys?
I'm sure we're going to get a tweet
about
it.
Hey, sorry, boss. I can't go to Alabama because I hate their new bill. And also, if you make me go, I'm not going to buy food there while I'm there.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, okay.
My car's going to run out of gas, and I'm going to starve.
Pack a cooler.
Shut up, JP.
Yeah, all right. So,
is that it?
That's it, I think. We'll skip that last one.
Okay!
All right. The Jeremy Kyle show was canceled, guys, after a long run of ruining people's lives. One person who was recently on the show...
Is that two people? Jeremy and Kyle? Or just
no, two? It's just a douchebag with two first names. Okay. And he looks like a fucking schmuck. What do you call these guys, Wes? Cocksuckers?
Cocksuckers.
Yeah.
Butt touchers.
One person who was recently on the show committed suicide, and that seems to be the tipping point for this. For those of you not familiar, and I was not until yesterday with the Jeremy Kyle show, it's a daily British sensational talk show in the vein of like the Maury Povich show, or maybe more aptly, the Jerry Springer show.
Yeah, you take that back. Maury Povich is a journalist.
Sure. So Jerry Springer.
Yeah. So it's like, you are not the father, chap,
lad. Yeah. Bloke.
Yeah.
Well done, bloke. Steve Diamond was the guy that committed suicide. He was recently a guest on the Jeremy Kyle show on May 2nd of this year, and the 62-year-old man failed a lie detector test about being faithful to his girlfriend. She was also at the show, and as a result, things didn't go well with his relationship.
Hold on. Yeah. 62-year-old man with a girlfriend cheats on her? No. I'm sorry. If you're 62 years old and, well, if you're dating someone that's 62 years old, you're going to get cheated on. It's just how it is.
She was much younger, but yeah, I don't know about that.
62-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
That's,
What is he doing on a fucking talk show at 62 years old?
Why can't 62-year-olds date? They have to go straight
to
marriage?
No, they can date. Yeah, they can date. It's just you're in the twilight of your life.
Okay. So they have to cheat?
They're living their best
life. I mean, they can.
Living their best last years.
Anyways, so. This is like a good representation of the type of person that they try to get on the Jeremy Kyle show, which is kind of the point of the story. Diamond ended up killing himself a week after appearing on the show, and he was saying things as he was leaving the show. He was in tears, saying the show ruined his life. Mm. He was leaving messages saying that the show ruined his life. He wanted to get back with his girlfriend, who was the love of his life, and he couldn't, and then he killed himself.
I wouldn't say the show ruined his life.
Well, that's the other point of this.
Stupidity ruined his life.
Right. He made bad decisions for most of his 62 years, and the show exposed it. But that's what this show does. It picks people like Diamond,
right.
Exposes how ridiculous they are.
Exploit these people. Yeah.
Exploit them in front of like millions of people in England watch the show.
Are there millions in England? There's a million at least.
No, there's millions.
There's millions.
Diamond is actually not the only victim of the Kyle show. As mentioned, it's like the Jerry Springer show, although there's a difference because this is actual people instead of hired actors to play idiots.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry Springer definitely has, I don't know if they're hired actors, but they definitely coach them in how to, like, you know, be more
they
awesome
need the money
on TV.
I think Springer show started with real people and then they started hiring
but
actors.
But you remember
the ding,
Springer,
ding is a is
I
like,
mean, obviously, there's a lot of idiots in America.
But do you remember the Springer, the guy cut his dick off, and he was talking about how he wrapped rubber bands around his dick?
Yeah, there's no way that's true.
Yeah. Did anyone check his dick?
That was an actor. Yeah, you just have to check. That's an easy check. Anyways.
Just take a look. You'll know.
Yeah. That's not good since it's actual people. Dwayne Davison is another person that went on the Kyle show. He was younger. He was like in his 20s, and he became a laughingstock in England. He was known as the biggest jackass to ever appear on the Kyle show. Mm. And as a result, he said he couldn't find work, was mocked in the streets, and then he tried to kill himself. Davison said he took a shitload of his girlfriend's pain meds for her like toothaches. Woke up in a hospital after he passed out and was almost dead in his house. After paramedics revived him, and then he said at the hospital they said I would have died. I know that this is going to be putting a lot of responsibility in other places, but I 100% put it on that show. This show has ruined my life. So it's like you said, like he did a lot of decisions to ruin his life. It was another cheating on
wouldn't
his girlfriend
be on the
scenario.
Show.
Right. But they pick these people that they know are idiots. They bring them on the show. And let's talk about some of the things that they do. According to a lot of the guests and people that previously worked on the Kyle show, the show was very unethical. Go figure. Some of the things that they were accused of doing were like showing up to potential guests' houses with a taxi within an hour of the initial application. So people would like call or apply online, say, I want to go on the show because I didn't cheat on my girlfriend. And then someone would get in touch with them. They're like, go on. They're like, you sound stupid. And they would send a taxi within an hour to the person's house, take them directly to a hotel, and they'd appear on the show the next day, which doesn't leave a lot of time for you to like think about the decision, talk to your loved ones about it.
And if you're poor, you may have never been in a taxi or a hotel before.
Right.
They got like three studios. How big is
England's very small. Okay. It takes about 4 hours to go from one end to the other.
The size of Rhode Island.
I'm a Brexit expert.
Yeah, you should know this. England, you can easily get a taxi and you can, within a couple hours, take them to anywhere.
It costs you $40.
But they don't call them taxis.
Yeah, they
call them taxis.
I think they do actually call them taxis.
Do they?
Yeah, absolutely.
We call them cabs.
I lived in England. A number of former guests came forward to critics to criticize the lack of aftercare on the program. So to me, needing serious aftercare after the show is a red flag, right? Like, why do you need aftercare for all the people coming on the show? It's clearly because the people on the show have mental health issues or need aftercare because the show like absolutely ruined their lives. Mm-hmm. So like they were basically like, we didn't get enough aftercare. So this is a
aftercare.
This is what happened after the show for some people. Ring, pick up. Hey, mate, rough go over there, ruining your life on the show. How you going on now, lad?
How you going on there?
And that's it.
And then hang on.
That's the extent of the aftercare.
Yeah. Well, I just popped a bunch of my girlfriend's pain meds, and I'm about to die.
Oh, no, bad move, bloke.
Hey, do you like the hotel, though?
Yeah, apparently.
It's nice to stay in a hotel for
get
one.
Get in the tube and go to the nearest hospital.
Well, hey, if you don't die, we'll have you back on.
How about the cab ride, though?
Exactly. So basically, they would do one phone call for each person and then just hang up. It was a bullshit call. One former employee said the researchers, or as I like to call them, fluff guys on the Kyle show, purposely riled up guests backstage before they went on the stage live. One incident, the ex worker said she specifically recalled was a researcher got in the face of a guest and started screaming, "You need to tell her it's either you or him. Are you a man? It's either you or him. Mm-hmm. And she, the guy, the researcher was trying to rile up the man who was about to confront his girlfriend. Then she went on to say, the problem I had with that was that the researcher was egging on a guy that had severe mental disabilities.
Great. Yeah. Very impressionable.
Yeah, and yes, that's what
like
she said.
You
could tell he was easily being manipulated.
Yeah.
So the guy went out there and just screamed at his girlfriend.
So it's just the worst kind of porn.
I mean, have you guys seen like the Steve Wilkos show? This is coming very, very quickly for the Steve Wilkos.
Oh yeah, America started this type of show.
He exposes like pedophiles.
Well,
like,
that's better.
Like
he's right,
it's great if he's right.
Yeah,
but like
talking about cheaters?
No, Steve Wilkos.
Steve Wilkos. He's the guy that was the bouncer on the Jerry Springer.
Oh,
show.
Steve from Jerry Springer.
Steve from Jerry Springer has his own show.
He gives people lie detector tests of like, did you molest your girlfriend's child?
Ooh, that's
and then
a tough one.
It's like found out, and then he curses him off the stage. And those are the people that
just gonna say don't kill him.
Well, those people should be exposed, but he better be 100% right in those, because that will ruin your life.
If
you're touching kids, stay away from lie detectors.
Yeah, stay away from any show, and also die. Yeah. Seriously though, suicide is a tough subject, and it's a real one. So if you need to talk to someone, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or DM Hard Factor. We will get back to you. We promise.
Indeed.
Now let's take it to the internet. Jeremy Kyle's horrific bear baiting show shouldn't be suspended. It should be canceled. And it was. This guy wrote this. First it was suspended, then it was canceled. Mm. The ITV executives, that was the channel was on, should be in court. The advertiser should be boycotted. And Jeremy Kyle himself should be hounded with eggs and milkshakes. Mm. And that's why I read that quote, because apparently instead of like tarring or feathering or like whatever, they egg and milkshake you in England.
It's a delicious punishment.
Yeah, I would love to be hounded with milkshakes.
Now the news.
I know, Wes. You kind of look like you have been.
Now the Australian.
I'm up. I'm up, baby.
Is there a guy?
I'm up, baby.
Following you around?
Australian egg boys making more sense. When you troll people in England, New Zealand, Australia, apparently you egg the shit out of people, which is funny.
And throw milkshakes on
them. Oh, I'd like to see the milkshake part for sure.
People tilt their heads back.
Oh, my God. I want to be bad. I want to be bad in London.
I worked on the Jeremy Kyle show. Get me.
Pour the milkshake in me.
Patrick McCann says it should be canceled along with the other nonsense. People's problems should not become an exhibition. Mm-hmm. And Tina Calder, who wrote a nice article, responded, Patrick McCann, what about the people who feel the show helped them?
Yeah, good point, Tina.
It is. And there are a lot of people that worked in the show that probably weren't bad people that lost their jobs. And that's brings me to the point, there's a flip side to every coin, and we try to bring that up as often as we can here on Hard Factor.
Middle of the ground.
As well as make you laugh. Yes.
Truth. Let's take it to a lightning round of other headlines we didn't have time to get to in depth.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt. Oh, yeah!
So a Tennessee man, Charles McFarland Jr., 76 years old, was charged this week after an 8-year-old boy mistook his handgun for a toy and accidentally shot his mother while at a college baseball game.
Yikes.
That was on Tuesday.
Did he kill her or just shoot her?
Well, she's not dead. The boy found the gun in a vintage World War II Jeep that belonged to McFarland and had been on display at the stadium as part of Veterans Appreciation Day.
So McFarland's an asshole.
Yeah, he's class A. Class A asshole.
Yeah, idiot asshole.
Yeah, this story created major controversy amongst gun rights advocates who firmly believe it was the mother who was at fault, because if she'd been carrying a firearm of her own, she would have been able to defend herself against her son. I mean, he's 8 years old.
He's going to be in timeout for a long time.
Yeah. McFarland is a piece of shit.
The only way to stop an 8-year-old with a gun.
Well, no Avengers Endgame for you, sir.
All right. Professional makeup applicator Olivia Jade isn't going to let her parents' impending hard prison time stop her from having her best life. The 19-year-old walking Aesop's Fable was seen clubbing in West Hollywood early yesterday morning.
Nice.
Yeah, meanwhile, her famous parents, who've been charged with wire fraud and money laundering for bribing officials so Olivia's remedial ass could get into USC, were at home strengthening their whole muscles and watching Oz for tips.
Yeah, I mean,
what are whole muscles? Oh, you like the
what are whole muscles?
Butthole.
Like,
what are whole muscles?
What
are whole muscles?
Kegels.
Kegels, yeah.
What are whole muscles?
You talking about ass muscles or
both? I'm talking about both.
Well, the
man
mom has
one.
Both, and the man has one, and then he
Christ, Wes.
Because they're going to jail.
You're a father.
Time out.
You don't know these things?
Are you actually mad at Olivia Jade? She can do no wrong, Pat.
Yeah. How? Why?
Because she's so hot. She can do no wrong. She could appear on the Jeremy Kyle. She could be the new Jeremy Kyle show host.
You be in?
She can induce suicides.
Right.
She could write bills in Alabama, Georgia, and the like. Yeah. She can't do any wrong.
Olivia Jade for president.
Yeah.
You're right about that. It's easy to get email on the internet.
Come on.
In an effort to do the exact opposite of being good at his job, Britney Spears manager Larry Rudolph went to the press to let them know that she may never perform again because of her mental health issues. Way to manage that situation, Larry. Really nice work there.
Yeah, he's like, guys, she's crazy. What?
As her representative, she is fucking nuts.
Yeah. As her best friend, I want to let you know that, whoa, leave Britney alone.
Yeah. Yeah. And finally, senators from both sides of the aisle are concerned that Donald Trump is planning to go to war with Iran. So have a great Thursday. That's it for Hard Factor. Thank you for listening. Hey, if you like our show, help us grow and tell a friend about Hard Factor. We have the best listeners of any pod out there in the world. That's for fucking sure. And you guys are constantly digging up strange Florida man stories and DMing them to us, and
we love that.
We can't appreciate that more, so thank you. I wish the term hardo didn't have its connotation, because it'd be a sick name for our listeners. Anyway, follow us at Hard Factor News.
Yeah, why don't you guys nickname yourself? You could be the cocksuckers.
Yeah, you could be the butt touchers.
come up with something for us. We can't do it ourselves, because that's bullshit.
That's a hardo move.
Yeah, follow us at Hard Factor News on Twitter and Instagram. Hit us with them iTunes reviews. If your boss is being a dick, stink palm them at this week's happy hour, and most importantly, have a great fucking day.
See you later.